Although the theories of Newton and Huygens were able to explain reflection and refraction, each predicted different outcomes when it came to certain other optical phenomena. None could be tested with any degree of precision for decades. However, there was one prediction that could be observed. A beam of light made up of Newton's particles traveling in straight lines should cast sharp shadows when striking objects, whereas Huygens' waves, like water waves bending around an object they encounter, should result in shadows whose outline is slightly blurred. The Italian Jesuit and mathematician Father Francesco Grimaldi christened this bending of light around the edge of an object, or around the edges of an extremely narrow slit, diffraction. In a book published in 1665, 2 years after his death, he described how an opaque object placed in a narrow shaft of sunlight allowed to enter an otherwise darkened room through a very small hole in a window shutter, cast a shadow larger than expected if light consisted of particles traveling in straight lines. He also found that around the shadow were fringes of colored light and fuzziness, where there should have been a sharp, well-defined separation between light and dark. Newton was well aware of Grimaldi's discovery and later conducted his own experiments to investigate diffraction, which seemed more readily explicable in terms of Huygens's wave theory. However, Newton argued that diffraction was the result of forces exerted on light particles and indicative of the nature of light itself. Given his preeminence, Newton's particle theory of light, though in truth a strange hybrid of particle and wave, was accepted as the orthodoxy. It helped that Newton outlived Huygens, who died in 1695, by 32 years. Nature and nature's laws lay hid in night. God said, "Let Newton be," and all was light. Alexander Pope's famous epitaph bears witness to the awe in which Newton was held in his own day. In the years after his death in 1727, Newton's authority was undiminished and his view on the nature of light barely questioned. At the dawn of the 19th century, the English polymath Thomas Young did challenge it, and in time his work led to a revival of the wave theory of light.